WAV.
KEYNU monitoring.
KEYNU KELAS.
Hey, Dean, how's it going?
Oh, good. Good morning, Dave. How's your time off? And I think I heard correctly yesterday through wife's birthday. And please excuse the interference. I've got a messed up radio and I'm working on getting another one.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Not a big deal. Yeah, it's my wife's birthday. We're dropping the kids off and taking her out to breakfast here. So, how's your morning going?
I'm going pretty good. I'm working on the car and getting some stuff prepared for tomorrow. So you soon. I'm going to show up early and get some stuff set up, see if I can't properly record the meeting tomorrow. I know I don't know your wife, but wish her a happy birthday for me if you can. And, yeah. So just working on that stuff for the day.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'll pass the word here and wish you a happy birthday. But, no, good. I appreciate you getting that prepared there. That'll help out with those that can't make it to the meeting or, miss it. But I appreciate that. I'm off tomorrow, so I'll probably be there early as well. So if you need help with anything, just let me know.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think the only thing I wanted to discuss with you is where we're going to post it. And I think the assuming consensus was YouTube channel, so however we work that, but however it works, but we can discuss that tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I know we've got a command meeting Friday, Mission Barbecue, 4:45. I'll send you the invite to it if you want to join us. You're more than welcome to. That would talk about stuff like that. That's usually what we try to do is at least meet once a month at a good restaurant or something like that. Just kind of sit down and kind of go over plans for the month. So I'll send you that invite, and you're more than welcome. If not, I totally understand. So
I believe I heard that was Friday. Go ahead, send me an invite. Thank you.
All right, Dean, I'm going to hop off here. My wife's back, but she said thank you, by the way. And hopefully you have a good afternoon, and I'll be monitoring statewide one throughout the day if you guys need anything. All right, I'm going to hop off and monitor I'll be clear on your final. This is KEYNU.
KEYNU, KELAS. All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you then. I would sing, but I believe it's illegal to broadcast music, and you probably don't want to hear that anyway. You guys have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk soon. This is KEYNU, clear and monitoring.
Dean, you're assuming that your singing is good enough to be classified as music? Oh, I couldn't resist. This is N8ZC. You guys have a good day.
N8ZC, KEYNU. I pretty much did mention that I don't think they'd want to hear that anyway. But hey, the thought that counts, right?
Yep, the thought is what counts. So, anyway. Hey, I got to get back to work here, too, myself. So I could not resist. Anyway, I haven't been on here in a while to say hi to you guys, so figured it was a good excuse. You guys be safe out there and have a great day. This is N8ZC.
N8ZC, QSL. I don't know if my last transmission came in, but I'm pretty sure I did mention that. They probably didn't want to hear that anyway, but good hearing from you. And 7-3, we'll talk soon. QSL, Lima Alpha X-ray, monitoring.
WVD mobile a lot.
N8WRO, KEYNU.
N8WRO here. Go ahead, Dean.
I'm driving, so I'm not really playing on the phone. In loving your previous message, have I completed that or no?
There's a number of them that were turned over directly to Dave. So if you email them to Dave, then he's getting me that list. So if you know you did that, then yes. If not, you know, I'll have a supply tomorrow night anyways, extra, and you could just fill one out there.
It's not ringing a bell, so most likely I haven't. Okay, no issues. We'll most likely take care of it tomorrow and print it out there. I appreciate it. I will say 73 for now. This is LAX. Back over to you. And clear on your panel.
Yeah, sounds good. That'd be fine. We'll see you tomorrow. NAWRO. We'll be clear.
NAPDZ Mobile Monitoring State
51. Hey, good afternoon, Mike. This is NAWRO Tim up in Richmond. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, Tim. Doing well. How are you today?
Yeah, I can't complain at all. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I was outdoors earlier, walking in the woods. Definitely fall weather, lots of leaves on the ground there. Just not bright colors like I kind of would prefer. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's been a busy kind of morning doing stuff, preparing for the meeting Thursday, and got a couple of wood projects I'm working on, so I spent some time in the shop there, and now I'm just out to get some errands to run, and so I'm out and about taking care of that.
Oh, very good, then. I think I did catch a little of that on Discord there, and looks like some of the guys are coming early to do some setup tomorrow for the meeting. That's good. I'll have the sign-in sheet ready, and I'll also be collecting, you probably saw it, the code of conduct forms for those who still need to turn one in. So looking forward to it. Always look forward to the meetings.
Yeah, same here. It's always good to see the faces connected with the names and have some good conversations and just being together is good. So I know there are some teams that are still just meeting Zoom, and it's a shame. It's a big shame. I know for my tech class that is starting next Thursday or next Tuesday, that's nothing but Zoom now, which is a shame. I liked doing it in person because it makes it better when you bring in an antenna and someone can actually see it and hold it and touch it and look at it and, you know, get a better view instead of trying to see it through my camera. But, you know, when COVID came, that changed everything. And ever since COVID, we've tried to do it both Zoom and in person, and no one wants to sign up for in person. So we're just Zoom only now. Over.
Yeah, I definitely understood the need back when we had to do it. But and of course, in that situation, if you're not going to get people showing up, well, you want to keep it going. So, but as far as like our classes and even Skywarn, for example, I always like the in-person because I think you just get a little bit more out of it. But I suppose it's a little bit of a personal preference there. But, and then the news, I'm not sure if you heard. We'll see. But hold on to your hat. It looks like Wally and Sean may be attending. NAWRO, back over to you.
Oh, very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah. We missed Wally on at least the last one, if not the last two, so missing him. And it'd be great to see Sean. I always like seeing Sean. He's a good guy. Good guy. Speaking of Sean, I've been monitoring Statewide 1 for the last, I don't know, three, four hours on FBI. I didn't turn my knob. I just turned the radio on and then announced, "This is NHVDZ monitoring Statewide 1. And no one said a word. And I just noticed a few minutes ago when I got into my truck that I'm not on Statewide 1. I'm on FBI. Oh, boy. Did I lose you there, Tim?
No, I was just clarifying. Looking at my radio right now, this minute, we are on statewide one. Does that sound right to you? Oh, I get it. You got a home channel that it defaults to. So when you go back in, it's already on that. I understand now. So, yeah, I'll be looking. I got another Connect Systems radio for the mobile. So when that comes in, it might come in Thursday. Probably won't have time to get it into the mobile then, but I won't have to do the back and forth switch from base to mobile. So I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, this Motorola is so good that, you know, I'm driving right now. I'm in my truck, and it's just picking up just great, just working fine. The other thing I want to do is I'd like to get a lapel mic for it. That would just make it a little easier. It's what I'm used to with Warren Cirque, is having lapel mics on my handhelds. But it is what it is. This thing has picks up so well, even with the metal roof. I'm so surprised at how well this baby works. Over.
Well, from this end, reception-wise, I have to agree with you. It's outstanding audio coming through. We joke around a little bit to throw Wally's name into the mix. We call it Victor Delta Standards now because he's a little on a particular side, which is a good thing for audio quality. And, it's a Motorola, so one would expect, I guess.
Victor Delta Standards. I love it. I love it. At least, at least I'll understand it if I hear it now. I won't think you're talking about me, because I'm Victor Delta Zulu. I'd be like, Victor Delta Standards. What is that? Did I say something? Did I do something? Did they make in front of me about something? What is that? So good to know what that means.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I didn't notice that very close on the suffix there. And I think it was, I just noticed on Wayne County when I was on their net, that their tactical call signs, the way they did it, maybe this is normal, I don't know, they're just using the suffix. So your tactical call would be Victor Delta Zulu, and then, of course, Wally's would be Victor Delta, as opposed to the number scheme that we came up with. But, either way, it gets the job done. But, that's interesting as well. All right. Sounds good, Mike. Looking forward to the meeting. I'll probably be there a little early to set up this sign-up, but I think then a group of us might go out to the Coney Island and get a bite to eat. But we'll be sure to be back before that 7 o'clock start time.
Sounds like a good plan. Yeah, I'll be getting there right around 6-ish. And when I say it's 6-ish, I mean 6 or maybe a few minutes before. Looking forward to it, my friend. You have a good one. Good talking to you. And we'll catch you on the other side. This is NAPDZ, and I will be monitoring, and I'll let you close it out, Jim.
Sounds good, Mike. Have a good one. This is NAWRO, Clear QSO.
Hey, Tim.
WBD.
Yes, sir.
Hey there, buddy. How's Mike doing? Sean was thinking of joining in us, too. I mean, it was in pencil, but if you hear him on any one of the channels, I don't know. He was thinking Portillo's. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Portillo's. He was thinking that before the meeting. I don't know if it's his plans have changed or not. I haven't talked to him about a day, but that was something he ran by before the meeting because he thought he might be able to attend this one.
Wally, I think we switched it to the Coney Island, just north of 19 on Garfield there. After you left that QSO, we kind of just switched it over to that, the one Tom and I go to.
Okay, that's fine. Usually when I step out because the radio is usually not that loud in the house, and of course he turns it down or turns it off. So I probably missed that one.
National Coney Island, again, just north of 19 on Garfield. And Mike, you're certainly welcome to join, but I know you got to get a meeting as well. But it's kind of a quick thing because we get talking and all of a sudden you look at the watch and it's like, oh my God, we got to get over there for the meeting. So over to Wally, and then Wally, send it to Mike.
Okay, well, I'm glad I butted in. Yeah, I was over there talking with KCK Joe on the other one, 825. So. All right, that sounds good. Mike, nice hearing you. I'm glad you're happy with that radio. And those lapel microphones, bud, they're cheap. I mean, they're real reasonable. I'll actually see if I can't find you one. Because there's a lot of people that get these radios that don't want them. So, you know, they don't use those type of microphones. And they do have their place, especially in the application like that, because then you can just leave the radio on your dash or something and use the mic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm looking for. Thanks. I appreciate that, Wally. Thanks. And for dinner, I need to get stuff set up, and then I don't want to set up and leave my laptop and leave equipment in the room unmonitored. So I will not do dinner, but appreciate the offer. Thanks.
Understood, Mike. And then, of course, we got the next day anyway at the barbecue place. So apparently he might be coming to that one as well. We can break bread then. And they do have cornbread or fellow cornbread liker. So with that, I'll let you guys go. N8WRO, I'll listen out.
That was, I think you were trying to come in there, Wally, but it was coming in and out, didn't get a word.
That's because I moved. All right.
You know, I got that's because I moved, and then something, and then W8BD, are you saying you're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Copy that. Good talking to you. We will see you tomorrow at the meeting, hopefully. If not, probably Thursday at the meeting or Friday at the meeting. And have a good one. 73 to you. This is NHBDZ, and I am mobile and monitoring.
Thursday, yes or no? See you guys.
NHBDZ, KELAX.
LAX, this is NHBDZ.
Just to let you all aware, if you're concerned about leaving your belongings, I will be there early. So there is someone to supervise if necessary.
All right, thanks for that. Getting things set up is the bigger deal. And there's been some technical issues that we've had in the past, and I was very thankful that I got there at 6 because it wasn't till like 5 to 7 before I got things working. So all good, but appreciate that knowledge. And if needed, I will utilize it. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. We'll see you tomorrow. I try to keep my QSOs brief on this radio since I'm having interference problems. But either way, we will see you guys tomorrow. This is KELAX Clear Monitoring.
Copy that. And, there is a little thick fencing or something sound going on there, a little fan blade. But it's not terrible. You're not horrendous, just so you know. Just a little bit of something there. And you're a little quiet. But other than that, no problems at all. This is N8VDZ, and I will be monitoring mobile.
KYNU to
NAVDZ. KYNU, this is NAVDZ. Hi, David. How are you?
Good, good. If you look right, I'm on the street line here.
I saw you as you started to talk.
Okay, I see you, KGO. On an HG in Mount Clemens.
Hello.
At the Harbor Freight.
Part of the school, high school on campus.
How am I on this HT? Is there any bark on it?
Sound really good.
Yeah, I dropped the mic gain on this one too. I know it's barking through this one, so I dropped this one down. That's good. See how long the battery lasts before it dies.
you know, you could probably kick it up a notch, at least, but I wouldn't do that until you start talking normal.
Yeah, I'm a little quiet right now. I got it about a couple inches from my mouth onto the side there, so I don't want to talk into it, but then I know it's going to be all that air and puppy and barkness.
Understand?
Okay. KCKJL. WNKKJL.
Last I heard, he was moving to Kokomo and changing his name to Quimby.
KCKJL.
KE8SCR, statewide one.
And an XPQ on statewide one.